home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first morning show for Rated G Radio. I'm coming to you live at 8 o'clock in the morning, California time. I don't know where you're at in the world listening to the show, but I want to thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to have Dr. Annie Ulrich back on the show for her May Energy Update. She'll also be taking your call, so if you've got an intuitive question, a dream interpretation question, a tea leaf question, anything fun like that, you need to call in now at 323-657-1493. It is the hotline number. We're live for the next hour. And so here's real quick, I'm going to give you the little backstory on where we're switching to mornings. Well, as often as we possibly can. Number one, I'm up early. Number two, a lot of the guests that are on the show like to do the programs early in the morning. They were, I'm finding out, just humoring me to do the show at 7 o'clock every night. So if they can, you know, would have the flexibility in their schedule to do it in the morning, that's what we're now going to do. And then also, selfishly, I would find that a lot of the meetings and things that I would be doing up in Hollywood, I'd have to say, now I got to be out of here by 2:30 because I got to hit that 4:05 traffic and it's going to take me 3 hours to get home so I can be home before the show. So if I can get the show handled in the morning and have lots of fun and do that and then go off and do my other meetings, then it just works out better for me too. So all the way around, we're thrilled that you are joining us early this Monday morning, and I'm going to give you kind of a lowdown on what's going to be happening the rest of this week so you can set your calendars accordingly. Of course, you can always follow the show on right here on Blog Talk. Just hit the follow button, and you'll get an email or text update, your choice, on how you'd like to be notified of each of the upcoming shows. And we're live 6 days a week, so it just depends upon when you want to tune in. The shows are always available on demand as well. Plus, you can go to iTunes and get the most recent 300 episodes, you know, because you've got that much time in your day. The most recent 300 episodes on iTunes, just search for Rated G Radio as a podcast, and you can download them all. It's super fun if you're going on a trip to a faraway, desolate place, and they'll have no radio, or you're on a plane or something like that. Go download a bunch of episodes and go listen to some of the great guests that we've had. So today, of course, we've got Dr. Annie Ulrich. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pacific time, author Brandon Witt is joining us. On Wednesday morning, live from the U.K., clear across the pond, Sue Davey. She's a psychic that will be joining us and taking your calls at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. Thursday on Rated LGBT Radio. Now, here's the iffy question. I don't know if we're going to go live at 6:30 p.m. or 7 p.m. I'm working on a very special guest that I'm meeting with today, and I can't divulge more, but I just don't have time to have this guest on unless we start the show early. So we may be doing a special 90-minute broadcast on Thursday on Rated LGBT Radio with my co-host, Rob Watson. Our guest in the 7 o'clock hour is going to be Mr. Ronnie Kerr. He is a well-known actor in Hollywood, and he's also a star of the upcoming new movie that's being filmed this summer called Please Don't Eat the Pansies. So we'll hear all about that on Thursday. Friday, on the Friday dance party, it's award winner Madeline Victoria. She is a country singer. She's going to be joining us at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to talk about her music and all of the things that are going on in her world. We've got her new EP that we're playing as well. And that is Friday at 2 o'clock. And then to wrap up the week, Saturday morning, back at 8 o'clock in the morning, Paul Emery and I, he's better known as Paul in Mass, we're doing Super Gay Radio with Frank Carcelli. He also has an alter ego known as Miss Viola. He does drag shows up in northeastern New York. And we're also going to be joined by Aunt Barbara, who is the United States' reigning, like for years and years and years, reigning number one Tupperware dealer in the country. And not only is Aunt Barbara a fantastic salesperson and consultant for people who love Tupperware, but she's also funny as all get out. She's got a great YouTube channel where she promotes a lot of the Tupperware products, but it's absolute finest. So if you want to go check that out, please do so. And now, as I always say each and every month, without further ado, it's my pleasure to welcome back Dr. Annie Ulrich. How are you today?
Well, good morning. I love mornings, you know.
Me too.
I know. We do so much. I get so much done in the mornings, you know. It's just amazing. But you have to be a morning person to do that. And there aren't too many of us around from my point of view, but I love it. And so I'm very excited about this. And I'm excited for you because that's going to give you all kinds of really wonderful time for negotiating and really signing contracts and doing all those great things, especially in the merry month of May.
I love
it. So that's great. Yeah, it is. It's a good month. It's a very, very good month. Of course, you know, each month has its pluses and minuses, but, you know, we're right. We're almost right in the middle of the year. So we're getting there. And May is full of opportunities, and it's awesome. So it's, you know, the beginning of spring. You're just heading towards summer and starting to see things bloom and sprout, and it's a growing season. So, you know, yesterday, Beltane, May 1st, that's a fertility celebration. So, and Mother Earth is coming back to life, and so it's kind of a nice, nice time right now. We do have some interesting things going on here in May, though. We are right now currently in what I call a holding pattern. And so if things are kind of on hold in your life, don't be surprised and don't panic, because that is the nature of this particular period of time. And it's going to last for 3 weeks. So don't get, as I said, too concerned about it, because we are in a retrograde period. And I'm sure that most of your listeners have heard of Mercury retrograde. But not only is Mercury retrograde right now, but Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. So all of the planets are in what you would call a holding pattern. And and they also look like they're going backwards, but they're not. They're just standing still. And that is going to last until May 20th. So, or actually the 21st. But when you're in a holding period like this, what you are asked to do is really as much as you can in your own life, and to reassess, relook, reorganize. It's looking at what you are doing and really deciding what it is that you want to move forward on. May 21st, that's when things go direct, and so that's the beginning of your action. And the action plans that you have really should start taking off at that particular point. We have a new moon, a new Taurus moon on May 6th, and that is a new cycle of growth. So beginning things or thinking about what it is that you would like to begin at that time, it's really good. Plant the seeds of that. And the third week of May is very, very powerful because, again, as I say, we go into a direct motion again. So we do have a full Sagittarius moon on May 21st. So it's going to be an interesting month, I think. When you're in a retrograde period, especially with Mercury, Mercury rules communications. So anything to do with the written and the spoken word, electronics, computers, TVs, phones, refrigerators, cars, anything that needs electricity, is you get glitches during this period of time. And so don't be surprised if all of your electronics break down or cause some issues for you. It's also a time where there are holdups and delays and missed appointments, missed communications. So just be aware of that. And when it happens, you can just kind of get beyond it rather than getting stuck in it. So it's good to know, because, you know, there are definitely things that happen during a retrograde period that people talk about and they get upset about. But if they know that it is a retrograde for the next 3 weeks, then they can, when it happens, it's not so jarring. So, and it's also a good time to put off major decisions unless you've already negotiated them or thought about them, let's say in April. To start anything new in a retrograde really sets it up for holdups and delays. And so, you know, if you can put decisions off for the next 3 weeks, that would be a good idea, really. And for instance, signing contracts or agreements, that type of thing. Don't rush into anything right now. Just kind of, you know, be calm, cool, collected, and laid back. Very California, right? But anyway, between the new moon and the full moon is really a time of reflection. So looking back, you might be reconnecting with old friends, people you haven't seen for a while, you know, and looking back at your life and seeing what really worked and what didn't. And so that enables you to make decisions about what's coming up for you in the rest of the year. So it's a good time to do that reflection. Everything moves ahead after the 21st. So that's like push, all of a sudden, bang. Everybody's in action, moving forward. Things are no longer held up. And so then it gets really active. And the energy of May is really very much the five. It's the fifth month, and the energy of the five is all about freedom, adventure, fun. Enjoy yourself as much as you can in the month of May, because it's called the merry month of May for a reason. So get out there and make merry. It's really a fun time. It's a great time for you to get out in nature, because spring has sprung, hopefully, in all areas. Certainly here, get out and go and do something that is fun and different, because the five is also about expansion and expanding your horizons, your thinking, your way of doing things. So it's a great time for you to get out there and dance and walk and jog and hike and rock climbing. I went to a place near us yesterday, and it's called Boulder Dash. And my two grandkids love rock climbing. And so here you are in a big, humongous warehouse, and they've got rocks everywhere. It looks like a mountain. And all of these kids are in there just climbing walls. It was amazing, just amazing, and so much fun. They really enjoyed it. So, you know, look at things in a little bit different way and expand your vision. That way you can really invite in new opportunities, new people, new connections. It's just a great time to do that. So have a party. Entertain, go on a picnic, a barbecue, have a big barbecue, all of those kinds of things. Hopefully, in your part of the world, you're able to do that. And if not, like I said, go rock climbing inside. So it's there. The opportunities are there. also, travel is very much a part of the five. So if you have the opportunity to travel, take advantage of it. even if it's just for a weekend or even a day. You know, jump on a train and go someplace that you haven't gone before. And enjoy yourself and take advantage of what kinds of opportunities are out there for you that you're not necessarily looking at right now. So, you know, it's time to expand. If you always go to a rock concert, go to the opera instead, and that kind of thing. And if you do that, then what happens is that the newness that you are, you know, wanting or desiring in your life will come in. Because this expansion energy that is connected to the five, you know, you might even have urges to redecorate, to revamp everything. You know, they call it spring fever for a reason. So if you have those kinds of feelings that are starting to come up and bubble up, and it's because you're in the fifth month of the year. It's time to do that. So, you know, clear things out. Get rid of stuff that's not working for you anymore. Have a garage sale. Do all of those kinds of things, and you're really going to be pleasantly surprised. So that gives you a pretty good idea of what you can expect this year in May.
May is going to be a great month.
Yeah, it really is. It usually is, you know, for most people, because it's, like I say, you're starting to, you know, start to change your wardrobe and lighter clothes, and the days are longer, so that's always nice. And it's not dark. You're starting to just almost shed your skin, which is very, very apparent in nature, because that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to lighten up, to lighten everything in your life as much as possible. So, yeah, it's a good time. It is.
Lots of fun. I was even talking to my neighbors yesterday, and they were so thrilled that April was over with. And I didn't really get their enthusiasm. I mean, I love their enthusiasm, but I didn't connect with it until, you know, you started telling us about the energy update and why all these things are taking place. And now I completely understand why they were just absolutely giddy that it was May. So, May is going to be a great, great month for a lot of folks.
Yeah, I think so. It's if you look back over your own life, you'll see where that happens. I remember being in high school and I couldn't wait until June, because we were all getting out of school, but things started happening in May. Prom time. That's prom time, and it's dances and picnics and just really things to have fun with. And I think that's very much the reason that people lighten up during this particular time. In April, in the fourth month, we didn't get a chance to connect last month, but April is all about focus, discipline, dedication, and getting the work done. So people are really locked in to work. And so that's why it's such a relief to go into May, because there's a lot of freedom connected to it.
Well, you know, they always say that old saying, April showers bring May flowers, but April showers is really a metaphor for the hard work that you put in to let you start enjoying some of the things that happen in May.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. It really is. And if you do the work in April, you get to play in May.
Yay. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a ton of callers today, which is really nice, because, you know, sometimes I just said, Dr. Annie, are you going to be willing to do this at 8:00 in the morning? I don't know if we're going to get any callers. And we've got the phone lines just lit up all over the place. Are you ready to take some questions?
I am, yes.
And I'm going to throw you a curveball. We've got somebody that's in the chat room that I'd like to actually start in the chat room, because sometimes we woefully neglect the chat room. And I want to thank everybody who's in there this morning. But we've got Jules in here, and she has her birthday of September 16th. And Jules would like to know about a relocation for her this month.
Well,
Let's see. Yeah, she is definitely in a year, this year, actually, where there are a lot of major changes and shifts for her. She's already, you know, been asking a lot of questions about her life and why, you know, it's like, why am I here? What am I doing? Where am I going? Let's do something different. So if she, it is a perfect time, actually, for her to make a change, move. Moving would be the way to do it, and I think it would be very beneficial. She needs to listen to her gut instincts and her intuition about any major decisions that she is making this year. If she's already been in that moving mode or moving mentality since the beginning of the year, and probably last year too, but it's more actually coming into physical manifestation now. So, and the last part of this year is when it solidifies. So by September, she should be moved somewhere different.
There we go. Jules, thanks for your question. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. And Rose, born December 10th, has been waiting the longest here. Rose, welcome to the show. You are live with Dr. Annie. And for everybody else who has not been screened yet, while Dr. Annie's talking to Rose, I'm going to come onto the secret bat phone line and ask for your name and then your birth date. So get ready.
Morning.
And Rose, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
How are you?
My question is about finances. I would like to know if you see any work opportunities or any unexpected cash coming my way.
Well, what I see around you actually for this year is it's a career year for you. So it's all about career and job and work and how you want to create that in your life. So anything that you are working towards or wanting to pursue, this is a perfect time for you to do it, to move forward as much as you possibly can. It's all about focus and discipline and change. So it's a great time for you. By September of this year, you should be in an improved financial situation. So that's really something to look forward to. Take advantage of all opportunities that come your way between now and September. And it can be, you know, opportunities for you to do something a little bit different that could be in the same realm of work that you've been doing, but it's just a little different than what you've been locked into. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. Take advantage of any of the opportunities that come up for you. And I think by, as I said, September, your finances are going to look much improved, actually. So that's good. And next year, you go into a really great year of freedom, and you're going to be able to free yourself up from things that have been restricting you. So
wonderful.
That looks good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rose. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling in. And our next caller is Nathaniel, the birthday boy himself, born May 1st. Nathaniel, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Annie. Hi. It's Nathaniel.
How are you? Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm doing great.
Good.
I want to see what you see about work coming in.
Well, it looks like you've been working quite diligently, and what is coming in for you, this year is all about creativity, so doing things creatively, and if you haven't been doing that, it's like it's time for you to look at what you're doing and how you are creating your living or money situation and changing it up in some way. So think creatively. when I see your whole year is has a creative vibration to it, and so it's really, really good. It's a great time actually for you to make money, and making money in the next 6 months. It's like whatever it is that you, whatever comes in, you need to conserve so that you can enjoy it in the year 2017. So it's really, really good. It's a good time for you, actually. You want to free yourself up, you know, have more freedom in your life. And so you're working towards that. And also you're working towards expressing yourself in a unique and different way. So independence is definitely coming in for you. It's good. So just try things different. Try things new in the next 6 months, and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
you're
Nathaniel,
welcome.
For your call. Have a great start to your new birthday year. Hey, by the way, this is a great time to talk about, Dr. Annie. You have this fantastic life energy cycle chart that you give away free to listeners here on Rated G Radio. If you are looking at the show today on your computer, it says to receive a complimentary copy of Dr. Annie's life energy cycle chart or to book a private reading, email her at tealeaves@yahoo.com. TEALVS@yahoo.com if you're just listening by the phone. And you can always, you know, go back and replay the show if you are wanting to do that to hear me say that again, but it's right there on the show page. Just copy and paste and send Dr. Annie an email asking for your free life energy cycle chart. This is important for Nathaniel because his life is starting over as of yesterday. So he's got his whole cycle to go through. For those who are tuning in for the first time, real quickly, can you tell us what this life energy cycle chart is and why it's so important for everybody to have?
Yes, it's a great chart. It's a good tool for you to use to get a lock on what kind of energy is available to you at any given point during the year, because each one of us go through different cycles of energy and time based on your birth date. So Nathaniel is in his first cycle. This is the beginning of his personal new year. So your birthday is your beginning of your year. That's when it's your personal new year, actually. That's when things start for you. So it's a wonderful tool to let you know what kind of things that you would hopefully want to put out into the world during that time. It gives you a personal vibration, a health vibration, and a business vibration. So in all of those ways, it helps you to take advantage of the best of yourself and how you can use that to really accomplish the things that you would like to during the year. It's a perpetual calendar. It never changes. So all you need is the birth date, and if you just send me an email, I'll send it off to you. It is self-explanatory, and it really works. It works really well.
It totally works. And as a side note, I'm starting my cycle 5 on Mother's Day, the Sunday the 8th, so I'm excited to reread up on that to make sure I'm doing all the things that I need to be aware of to make sure my cycle 5 is the best it possibly can be. So, but yay.
Yeah.
Also, you know, one of the things that we do here on the show, you get a chance to talk to Dr. Annie just for a couple of minutes, and we love everybody who calls in, but a lot of times people will say, well, I need more time. Well, that's not really, this is not the radio show for that, because we talk to a lot of folks. But if you'd like to get a private reading with Dr. Annie, there is a link to her website right here on the show page as well. And it says, visit Dr. Annie's website by clicking here. Click that and fill out your information and schedule your own private reading with Dr. Annie. She can do it in person, over Skype, or over the telephone, and you will enjoy the experience. Absolutely. I guarantee it. I've gone to meet Dr. Annie 3 times, I think, so far, and probably due for a fourth at this point, and always have a great time. And the one of the things that I really like about my sessions with her is because, you know, you, at least for me, I can't speak for other people, but I get really wrapped up in the moment of everything. And so sometimes I don't really resonate with some of the things that she says, and she'll go, well, what about this? And what about that? And just off the I'm one of those people that just has to answer right away. And then later on, I'll be like, oh, that's what that was. And so Dr. Mm-hmm. Annie also does a digital recording that she emails to you after your session. So you can go back and re-listen to it later on. And I will tell you, every single time I've met with her and there were things that didn't make any sense to me right at the very, very moment, I'll go back and listen to a day later, a week later, a month later. And all of these things, you know, kind of crystallize for me and go like, oh, that's what she was referring to. Because then, you know, I'm not so wrapped up in that hyper second of the moment. So book your appointment with Dr. Annie, and you will have a great time. And you can thank me later, because it's just going to happen. Yeah. That's the way it is. So, good, Dr. Good. Annie, we ready for some more calls?
Yes. Good.
Okay, let's do it. Kathy is born December 13th. Kathy, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. My question is about retiring instead of working.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Well, you know, it's not surprising that you are thinking that, because you are in a year where you are reassessing everything, actually. So it's a great time to do that, just to look at what it is you want to release. And the more releasing you do, the more opportunity for new things and new adventures, new people will come into your life. So you're questioning everything. It's like this year has been a big question mark for you. By September, it starts to even out. So I would say if you don't retire this year, you will be retiring in the next 2 years. There's no doubt about that. So it's all really up to you what you want to do and how you want to pursue it. It's a very, very spiritual time for you. So I would encourage you to really go within and to do some spiritual work, whatever that means to you. It could be, you know, meditation, that type of thing, prayer work, whatever. You have very good intuition, your higher self.
Oh, wait a minute, we got cut out. You said I have very good intuitive?
Very good intuitive energy that's available to you this year, for the rest of the year. Very spiritual time. So listen to what you're being guided to do. So it's that gut instinct that you have. Trust it more, and it will definitely lead you in the right direction. There's no doubt about that. So
okay.
It's a good time. It's also a really good time for you to do research. So if you're, you know, whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, get in there and really research it, and it will help you tremendously, and it'll help you to make the right decisions for yourself too.
Yeah, because I'm taking a lot of classes and reading books, and I'm on my like spiritual journey. So,
very good, because that's exactly what you should be doing. There's no doubt about it. You're extremely high levels of spirituality this year for you, which is awesome.
Oh,
so
great!
So really listen to that. Yeah, very very nice.
Thank you.
Do you meditate?
I do. Uh huh. I do.
Good. So that's like a key for you. It unlocks things for you. So that's really nice. Yeah, good.
Thanks.
Well, you're right on target then.
All righty.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Send us a postcard from wherever you're going to retire, on a tropical beach someplace.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
Nice.
Our next caller is Raj, and he is born September 3rd. Raj, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hi, Annie.
Hello, Raj. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Okay,
good.
My question is about the job. I'm out of work right now, so I'm looking for a job. So do you think how soon I can get it?
Let's see. Well, I can tell you this. You're going into, in September of 2016, you go into a very strong career energy. So between now and then, what you're being asked to do is to look at different things, look at different ways of making a living, and to experiment a little bit if you can. I think that by September, you're going to be in a brand new career and a brand new job. So, and you're going to be very successful at it.
Oh, really?
So that's very exciting. From September of 2016 until September of 2017, you are in a very strong career energy field. And it means that it is solid and you're going to get very, very focused, disciplined, dedicated, and you're going to get the work done. And you will be working hard. So that's the period of time that is really strong. And it kind of sets the tone for almost a seven-year period. So that's really great. What you need to do is to be open and receptive to opportunities that come your way. Working with other people, like in groups, would be good for you right now. So, you know, instead of working solo within a group or a team, it's that kind of energy that's around you. Financially, I think you're going to be okay right now. And as I say, over the next 6 months, there is a definite improvement in finances. And you'll be making more money next year.
Okay. But in the meantime, I'll get something to get by.
Yeah, I think you will get something to get by with. And then, like I said, just keeping yourself open and receptive and take chances. It is a good time for you to take chances to do something different. Yeah. So go ahead and do that.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Annie. I appreciate that.
You're very, very welcome.
Thanks, Raj, for the call. Appreciate you calling in this early Monday morning. Our next caller is Cindy, and Cindy is born June 24th. Cindy, born June 24th, you're now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. How can I help you?
I just have a relationship question. I have a gentleman that I'm interested in, and I just wanted to see if this was going to go anywhere.
Well, yes, you're in a really good vibration for romance and committed relationships and all of that good stuff. How long have you been with him?
I haven't exactly been with him. We've been friends for 3 years, but I'm pretty sure that he knows how I feel about him.
Uh-huh. So you're ready for it to move forward, right?
Right. I'm just not quite sure how he feels about me.
Well, you've got romance around you, definitely. And actually, I think that you're going to, in the next 3 months, there is talk about a committed relationship in it. So that's good to know.
Very good news.
It's a loving relationship, very loving and very, you know, special, I think. And you do definitely have a connection and a bond with this person. And I definitely feel that there will be a commitment to it, as I said, in the next 3 months. So the summer is going to be, I think, pivotal and fun and really good for you. So there's, I think, a need for you to lighten up a little bit. Do you get intense? Yeah, you do.
I do. The first thing came to my mind when you said that is he likes to tease and pick with me a lot, but
well,
I can be kind of sensitive at times and take him seriously, and he tells me all the time, oh, chill out, calm down.
That's it. That's exactly it right there. And that's what's going to make the difference is you lightening up. There's a need for lightness to the relationship in your approach. Don't take everything so personally and don't take it all so seriously. So
right.
That's basically what he's telling you. Right?
And I do when he does that. Like it's like he constantly nitpicks with me. And I think back to when we were kids and people would say, oh, well, that means he likes you. And I'm like, well, he's really being kind of mean. So I'm kind of wondering, does he really like me or not?
It is his way, but he also knows how to push all your buttons too. So
right.
It's really interesting. You need to laugh more. That's it. And play. So that's what the next 3 months are about. And I'm sure that's why I keep getting that 3 month period. You're looking here like May, June, July. It's time to play. Have a good time. Go on short trips if you can. Together, do things that are fun and light and airy, and you'll be very pleasantly surprised at what happens. So
yeah.
There's
well,
a lot
I,
of.
I kind of ask him to hang out from time to time, but he shoots me down every time. So I'm kind of wondering too. I haven't had the courage to ask him, like, are you seeing somebody else right now, or what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you're just, you know, as I say, if you approach it with a playful attitude, that's going
mm-hmm.
to make the difference. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will try it, and we're going to see what happens.
Good. And let us know.
All right.
Thank you, Cindy. What a great call to get from Cindy today. We've got, looks like, we've got three more callers here. One more I need to screen today. So we've got Lucy, born October 19th. She's coming up next. And then Rose Maria, born December 31st. And then a mystery caller. So I'll go find out who that is. So Lucy is up next. Lucy, again, is born October 19th. Lucy, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Annie. I would like to know if you see anything for my artistic talent.
You are an artist. You've got the heart and the soul of an artist, and you appreciate beauty in all forms. So this is really beautiful. You've got a wonderful, wonderful energy, and
thank you.
The expression of it is really what you are working on right now. It's
yes.
like you have natural talent. You've always had it. So you know
yes.
how to express and you know how to create. And what you are working on this year, it seems to me, is that you need a partner. There's somebody
yes.
around you that can help you take you to the next level. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
that is what I've been asking for. Do you see that? Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I do definitely because you are definitely in a partnering energy. So that means that you are open and receptive to partnerships, both professionally and personally. So that
oh,
brings
I just
in,
missed it. Yeah, well, you cut off for a second. So what was that part?
That you are in a partnering energy. And so
okay,
that
great.
Means that you are open and receptive to partnerships, both professionally and personally. And so with that, I would really encourage you to take advantage of all social invitations that come your way and to put yourself out more into the world a little bit.
Okay.
It's important to do that because you're going to bring in the people that can help you get what you want. Next year
okay,
for you.
Oh, good. Tell me. Sorry.
In 2017, there
yes.
will be awards, acclaim, and recognition for work well done.
Oh,
so
finally.
That'll be the time. Yeah. So what you're doing right now.
You said
now,
partnering, but I'm already with a partner. But that's not the partner to do the business with?
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about romance. I'm talking about
oh, okay.
Yeah. More business oriented.
Yay.
And personally, it's like friends, making new friends, new contacts, bringing in new energy. Definitely. Yeah. But if you do that, then I think it'll work. Definitely.
And that's how happening, the partnership is happening this year, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Oh, that's great. Great news. I'm so happy.
Well, good, Lucy. I hope that I can hear even better news from you next time you call. That would be great.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You have a great day, okay? Bye.
You too.
There we go. And I always put myself on mute during the call so my typing and things like that don't get there. So thanks, Lucy, for the call. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, that was great.
We've got Rose Maria, born New Year's Eve, December 21st. Oh. December 21st? How did I get that? December 31st, Rose Maria. You're live with Dr. Amy. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help you?
I guess I go with the flow. I guess relationship. This year, hopefully.
Okay, so you are currently... you're in a very, very, you're in a very thoughtful year. What does that mean? That means that you are actually looking at the way that you create your life in, you know, in every way. So you're asking a lot of questions, and you're also in a very good spiritual time and an intuitive time. So it's like trusting your instincts, trust your gut feelings, and they will lead you in the right direction. There is you. It's a time where in the last, I'd say, 6 months or so, you've been going in, like retreating and going within and really doing some inner work, which is excellent and really good. Now is the time to come out. It's like from, May, June, and for the rest of the year, it's time to put yourself out into the world. And you will bring in, I think, a very good, solid relationship in September of this year. And that would be nice. Because whoever this person is very well established and very doesn't have much baggage, which is a real shift, you know, which is nice. Not too much baggage. So that's good.
Yeah, I know who that is. Cool.
Good. So it looks good for you, definitely. Just do that inner work and trust yourself and really listen to your gut instincts. And you can't go wrong by doing that.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank
you. Welcome. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Oh, here I am. I'm doing this again. I'm on mute the whole time, and I'm doing this great buildup for Monica, who was born September 13th, and I'm bringing her on right now. Okay. Monica, you're live. We hear a little bit of feedback in the background, so if you've got a speaker turned up, we'll ask it that you turn that down a little bit so we can hear you.
I don't have a speaker. I just have my earpiece on. I apologize.
Oh, there we go. No worries. You're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Annie.
Hi there. What can I do for you?
Anything you want to talk about, general, whatever.
Okay. You're in a very, very organized, focused year. So what that means is that if you want to achieve anything that you have wanted to achieve, now is the time to do it. This year is a good time for you to do that. So, if there's a project that you've been wanting to do, or if there's you might be looking at new careers or new work of sorts, and it would be excellent time for you to make changes for yourself because when the new year comes in January, you go into a freedom mode where you free yourself up from everything that has been holding you down.
Okay, that's good.
So that's a very exciting time for you. Next year is definitely going to be, I think, one of the best years of your life, which is awesome.
Ooh, yeah.
So, yeah, this year, just, you know, stay focused and do the work and do what you need to do in order to achieve a sense of physical and mental, emotional, and financial freedom.
Okay.
So it's like, look at all of those things and just keep on working hard, and you're going to achieve it. And, boy, just get ready to sail next year. You're going to have a ball.
Yes.
Good.
Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Appreciate you calling in. Have a great day.
Welcome.
And our next caller is Sherry, and Sherry's born April 11th. Sherry, go ahead. You're live with Dr. Annie.
Hey, Dr. Annie. Just checking to see what you're picking up for me.
Well, Sherry, let's see here. You're in a very romantic, creative year. Ideas, lots of great ideas, and implementation of those ideas is really important. So, you know, take a chance and go ahead and express in your own creative way. That would be terrific. Are you in a romance right now?
Looking for it.
Well, you're going to get it because it's definitely a romance year for you.
Nice.
So that's you're moving closer to that. And I would say June is the pivotal time. So you will more than likely be in a really committed, loving relationship in June. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's the love of a lifetime. So it's very strong, and it will come in. So just get ready.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it'll be great. Do you write by any chance?
I have been trying to get to where I do write, so I have just like little books of
good
musings and poems, good, but nothing. Well, one thing was published. One thing was published.
Excellent. That's terrific, because that I'm feeling very strongly around you, too, is that your ability to write, the written word is really strong around you, very, very beautiful. You are talented, so keep it up.
Awesome.
And, you know, I think in the next 2 years, if you are really focused on it, you could actually make money in the next 2 years with your creative talents.
Cool. I like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. All right.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Day. Appreciate you calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our last call of the day is coming from Jeanette, born July 17th. Jeanette, you're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much. Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I would love to know what you have in terms of insight for me coming up.
Okay, so you are in, you're ready for adventure. You are open and receptive to adventure, which is great. And if you aren't, then you're going to be, because that's what's coming up for you. It's like you're at a point in your life where you want change. And there is definitely change going to be happening, and it is something that you desire. And so that is very positive. In other words, you know, sometimes we have change in our lives and we didn't ask for it, or we don't think we do, but this is different. It's like you're ready. You're just ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to be open and out in the world. And there are definitely new opportunities, new people, new everything. If it's new, do it. If it isn't, then just forget it for a while. Just keep on going in the direction of what is new and exciting in your life. Anything that you start this year in terms of a physical regime of any kind, whether it be exercise or it could be diet, it could be anything like that, anything that is going to improve your health, it's very, very good time to start it because it will have lasting power. So it's, I think, all about you taking care of yourself. So put the focus on you for a change, and it'll be good. It'll be really, really good. So there's a lot of freedom coming in for you in the summer months. So say yes. Whatever comes up, just do it.
Is there a specific time frame that I can look forward to when these things, opportunities start coming in?
Now.
Okay.
The month of May, right through the end of the year. Yeah.
Perfect.
Summer months are really, really exciting and full of opportunity to travel and to experience new and different things. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm ready.
Good. Yes, you are. That's good.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Appreciate you calling in. And
thank
just
you.
As a reminder for everybody who's called in today, Dr. Annie has two things here that I want you to pay note on the show page here. You get your free life energy cycle chart if you email her at tealeaves@yahoo.com. For the spelling on that, it's TEALVS@yahoo.com. But just copy and paste it from the show page. It's the easiest thing ever. Or you can also, or go visit Dr. Annie's website. There's a link to her website right there. You can fill out your information for your own private reading with her, which you will absolutely love, love, love. You can do it in person, on the phone, or via Skype, and you will have a great session that will be something that you can go back and listen to again and again and get those insights that you've been looking for. So, Dr. Annie, with just about a minute and a half left, any closing thoughts for the day before we head on out and start this month of May?
Well, I think that, you know, it's an exciting time, so be open and receptive to the new. It's all about newness this month. And really, really enjoy yourself. You know, it's spring, and it's time to shed that old winter skin and become brand new. Yeah.
There we go. Dr. Annie,
welcome.
It's been a pleasure having you on. I can't wait to have you back on in June. And we will take all of your calls and questions at that time. If you have a question for Dr. Annie that you want to save up for the show, or, hey, here's a good homework assignment for everybody. Dr. Annie's a great dream interpreter. So if you've got a crazy dream or something that keeps coming back and haunting you in a good way or bad way over the next 4 weeks, write it down with, you know, the date that it happened with as much detail as you can, and then call in and tell us about your dreams next month in June. That would be really fun.
Okay.
That everybody else have a perfect. It's going to be awesome. And everybody have a great day. Make sure to, you know, drink lots of water, stay hydrated, and don't drive distracted. We will see you live tomorrow night at 7 p.m. with author Brandon Witt right here on Rated G Radio.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.